This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about Islam today. My guest is Bill Werner, who's done a lot of study and publishing on this subject. In fact, politicalislam.com is the site that he has. And I think it's so important for our time that we understand Islam. Actually, it's important ever since it began, because Islam has been on the march ever since it began, almost ever since it began. It started gaining adherence once the prophet, in quotes, Muhammad decided that he was going to be a warrior. And ever since, Islam has grown, and it's grown at the point of the sword, which is rather in contrast to the way Christianity has spread by way of the word of evangelists and the Bible. But there's an awful lot of people, especially in our media, who want to think that Islam is, as President Bush called it, a religion of peace. That is a mistake that can lead to very serious consequences. It would be the same as having said that, well, Adolf Hitler was just a stand-up comedian. We don't have to take him seriously. Let's move right along. Nothing to listen to here. Well, I think that would have been obviously very deadly. Most people would agree with that assessment. Strangely enough, sadly enough, what we don't have agreement on is a seriously noxious philosophy. Islam seems to get a buy from folks in the media, and I guess it's because Islam is viewed as anti-West, as anti-U.S. in particular, and so as a result, they don't get much scrutiny by those in our media, and that's something that we're going to try to address today with my guest, Bill Werner, who has the site Political Islam, where you can get a good deal of information, and it's very shareable information, so that we can get the word increasingly spread around that Islam has to be taken seriously. This is not something that is benign, and it would help if we get serious about it in the United States before Islam becomes any more entrenched and any more protected by political correctness. Bill Werner, I want to thank you for having the guts to put all this up on a website. as we were talking before we went on the air, seems that some of the typical left-wing organizations that exist to cover up violence-prone tendencies on the left and accuse by projection those on the right, they've been after you at the Southern Poverty Law Center, so I want to start by giving you a salute. It's not everybody that is able to get listing with the Southern Poverty Law Center, but they are one of the primo anti-American, anti-Western organizations that we have to deal with here in our country. So congratulations and welcome aboard, sir.
Well, glad to be here. A friend of mine one time says that if a man has only friends, he's a nice guy, but I'm not interested in being his friend. He said, who I judge a man by are not his friends, but his enemies. And so I think you and I have a common enemy in the Southern Poverty Law Center. But by the way, when I look at the list, when they declared me one of America's top 10 bigots, they put me in a list with 9 other people. They were all my buds.
Yeah, well, that's the way the game is played. They can't win by making arguments that deal with what we are actually saying. So the whole effort on the part of most of the left has been to try to tear down persons by making accusations that we're supposed to run away from and keep us from engaging in the arguments themselves.
By the way, the reason they do it is it works. I am appalled by the number of otherwise people you would think are strong and intelligent who will keep their mouths quiet if they find out that you're going to trash talk them. I find this in members of churches, for instance, who don't want to speak out because they don't want the rest of the congregation to think they're haters. So this business of calling people names to shut them up works for most people. It's just that it doesn't work for all people.
And the pity is that it's a lot of that is born out of ignorance, maybe willful ignorance, but nevertheless, if they really had studied what Islam has done through the centuries, Islam has been on the attack against Western civilization. It's been on the attack against Christianity, to a certain extent against Jews as well and other religions. But it understands that its primary opponent is Christianity, and it has made war, literally and figuratively, for years against Christians and Christianity. And I'm kind of appalled at the way our leaders have taken the idea that the view that, well, there's really nothing to be involved in places like Syria with the jihad being waged against Christians in that place. And as a result, Christians are being persecuted in enormous numbers, murdered. A genocide is underway. And certainly Barack Obama couldn't pay it, and never mind. And frankly, I haven't seen all that much denunciation coming from the current White House. It just seems as if it's too much to publicly call out Islam, because after all of us probably know a Muslim, at least here or there, and they're nice people, and so why should we be picking a fight with them? I think you've dealt with that, and I wanted to get into that, that there really is no such thing as moderate Islam. It's either a lie or it's apostasy from Islam, but there's really no such thing as moderate Islam. You either have Islam, which is at war with us, or you have people that maybe Muslim in name only, but they're really not Muslim, and we probably need to call them out on that too, just so there's no confusion with the guys that we really need to deal seriously with. What say you?
Well, what I say is we're going to talk about Islam, we ought to define Islam. Now this is the scientist in me talking.
Good.
Science rests on not only on the mathematics, but it also rests upon proper naming. Because without the right name for a concept, you can't think the right thoughts. So let's go over what Islam is. Most people think that Islam is a religion based upon the Quran. Well, that's about 14% true. The reason I say that is that if you know Islam and you read the Quran, you'll discover something that's not there. It's like, wait a minute, there's not enough in this book, the Quran, to practice any of the five pillars of Islam. So, where do these five pillars get practiced? Well, there are 91 verses in the Quran which state that every Muslim is to imitate Muhammad in everything they do or say. So how do we imitate Muhammad? Well, we have his life, the Sirah, an 800-page book in exquisite detail, and we have his hadith, or his traditions, and there's thousands of them. One of the things that makes me remarkable is I'm about the only person you'll ever meet who's actually read these three books. So Islam is the doctrine found in the Quran.
Outside of Islam, obviously the teachers, the imams, they've read it, and a lot of them have memorized it, and that's why their thinking is so antithetical to the rest of the world.
But there's a quality of this Quran and the Sirah and the Hadith which we have to address, and that is this. There are two Qurans, there are two Muhammads. And we need to get this straight because it explains all the confusion. Muhammad, let's take his life first. After he became the prophet of Allah, he preached the doctrine of Islam, the religion of Islam, in Mecca for 13 years and converted 150 people. That's about 10 a year.
Bill Warner, let me ask you to hold it there. We'll continue our discussion of political Islam when we get back after this break. My guest today is Bill Warner, whose website is politicalislam.com. A lot of information there that America needs to know. We'll be back right away.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thanks for being with us today for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. talking today with Bill Warner, who is educating our fellow Americans with his website, politicalislam.com. And as we have been discussing so far, this is a subject which is really not well known. Everybody's heard the word Islam, but Bill, as you point out, a lot of us don't even really understand what the word itself translates to in English. That's kind of helpful to understand where they're coming from.
Well, let's pick up where we left off. The Islam is found in the Quran, the Sirah, and the Hadith. That is, it's found in the Quran, which is about Allah, and the Hadith and the Sirah, which are the biography and traditions of Muhammad. So we can say this. Islam is based upon Muhammad and the Quran. Now, the Quran is peculiar and Muhammad is peculiar, and that is there's two different Qurans and there's two different Muhammads. There's a peaceful Muhammad who preached the religion of Islam for 13 years, converted 150 people. Now, he was driven out of Mecca, and when he went to Medina in the Hijra, he became a politician and a jihadist. He was involved in 95 acts of jihad in the last 10 years of his life. What's important about that is it made him completely successful. So, he was a religious preacher, peaceful, but he was also a violent jihadist. So this means if a Muslim is to follow his pattern, he can be either a peaceful preacher and a religious person, or he can be a violent political jihadist. Both of these, even though they contradict each other, are pure Islam. So is Islam peaceful? Well, yes, it is. Is Islam jihad? Yes, it is. But Bill, those two contradict each other. That is the essence of Islam. That is, it has two contradictory views on everything, and both of them are equally right. There's even two Qurans. There's an early Quran written in Mecca, which is filled with verses like, you have your religion, I have mine, let there be no compulsion in religion. Then in Medina, the same thing says, kill those who do not submit to Islam. So is Islam peaceful? The Quran says yes. Is Islam devoted to jihad? Yes. So Islam is based upon dualism. It always has two points of view, and this is like having hot water and cold water. You get which one you want. It's always there, ready to go. But what happens is, in our culture, people say, wait a minute, Bill. If you're peaceful, you can't be a warrior. Well, yes, you can in Islam. You can be whatever you need to be. But this dualism is what makes it so confusing, and you have all these people running around quoting the, quote, good stuff in the good Quran, when Osama bin Laden and Islamic State quote the bad stuff. But the bad stuff is the best stuff, to use the stuff analogy a little further. So it's confusing, but it's dualistic.
You know, it's the warlike stuff that is that which motivates the a lot of the young warrior types, the guys that are interested in violent jihad. And I think we kid ourselves if we think that, as you're saying, that we can pick and choose. We may want to pick and choose, but what if the violent jihadi doesn't want to pick and choose? He's made up his mind. He's coming to cut throats.
By the way, when a person goes from being a peaceful religious Muslim to a jihadist, we call that radicalization. But let's get this straight. If you're doing exactly what your sacred text commands, which is by being a jihadist, how is that an extremism? And how is that radical? Then they turn right around and say, well, we're going to take these jihadists and we're going to de-radicalize them. So what you're going to tell them is, sir, you're a Muslim, but we're saying to you the last half of the Quran, the Medinan Quran, you should stop practicing that, even though it's the better Quran. That is, the latter Quran is better than the earlier. So how well is that going to work if you're talking to a Muslim and saying, we want to de-radicalize you by saying you shouldn't imitate Muhammad the jihadist? He's going to go, are you crazy?
Let me jump in. Don't they have a doctrine in Islam that says that the later supplants the former? And so the violent part of Islam is that which is really binding on the faithful.
It is the better part. Now, get this straight. The earlier part is still right. It has to still be right. Why? Because it was Allah's words. So the weaker religious part is simply weaker, and the stronger jihadi part is stronger. But the earlier weaker part is still true. So a person goes from one to the other, and this, by the way, can happen overnight. There's what we call the sudden jihad syndrome, in which you've got this guy, He was a nice guy. He drove a UPS truck. He never argued with anybody. He never had gotten a fight with anybody. He never even talked about religion. And then one morning he got up and took his UPS truck down on the mall and killed 12 people. I just made that up about the 12 people in the mall with the UPS truck. But I'm saying this is the way sudden jihad works, is that the information is always there. It's just they're not practicing it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, let me point out something else. One of the reasons that Islam is so attractive to young men is you can be a very manly man and be a jihadi. So there's something attractive here about the jihad business. It's hard for you to believe, perhaps, but at one time I was 18 years old. And I was the kind of guy that the U.S. Marines said, we do the toughest, roughest, toughest, hardest jobs in the world. They're the most dangerous in the world. And guys like me went, yeah. And Islam has that to offer.
Probably a nicer promise at the end if you're killed in battle.
Oh, well, then you get your virgins, the huris. Now, by the way, the 72 virgins is probably what's called a weak tradition. But the Quran is very insistent that if you die in the process of jihad, you go immediately to heaven. You skip judgment day. You skip the punishment of the grave. And you have all the fine wine you want. It won't give you a hangover. You have all the fine women you want. And you have thousand-year orgasms. So you have boys beautiful as pearls. You can recline on couches in the shade. This is what happens to a jihadi. He immediately goes directly to paradise.
Well, it sounds like the best religion that man could dream up.
I think you may have summarized it just right, sir.
I was interested by a statement you made on politicalislam.com. It says that we know we are learning the truth about Sharia, which is Islamic law, because Muslims are telling us we don't understand it.
That's the clue. It really is true. As soon as you get close to the truth about Islam, the Muslims start jumping up and down and denying the truth of it. And what do? They quote the earlier peaceful verses. And then they say, see, we've quoted the Quran as peaceful, so therefore our religion is true. It's the religion of peace. By the way, have you ever noticed that there's only one religion of peace? Why wouldn't Buddhism be declared the religion of peace? They don't even have soldiers.
That's something, I guess, that they've lost in the propaganda war. Islam has been very effective, and their ally, the Western media, is intent on, I think, continuing to work with Islam, because Islam hates America. Many in our media hate America. It's an alliance that's very natural. And, of course, like many other similar alliances in the past, the more starry-eyed types are not going to realize the dreadful mistake they made until they prevail. And then, in this case, they're going to get their throat slit. Talking today with Bill Warner, who's the fellow that has a website called politicalislam.com, and we're going to continue uncovering the truth about Islam when we get back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, You now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Bill Warner. You can find him and what he is doing at politicalislam.com. The idea of Islam, as you've pointed out rather well on your site, Bill Warner, is that Islamic doctrine is inherently totalitarian.
Yes.
If you live in an Islamic country, there's not a whole lot of political choice that you're going to be engaged in, at least not legally.
Well, this is true. The Islam is by nature totalitarian because Islam is not a religion. Islam is a complete civilization. And the Sunnah of Muhammad, the pattern of Muhammad, the perfect example of Muhammad, includes how to knock on a door, how to say hello, how to have sex, how to drink a glass of water, how to lay on your back, how to be a father, there is nothing about living, the kind of food to eat, the clothes to wear, how to walk, is all included in the doctrine of Islam. So Islam is the only right answer. That preaches tolerance when it first shows its head, because in Mecca, Muhammad was a tolerant person. So when Islam is weak, they preach tolerance. When it becomes strong, they preach jihad.
That is something that we're seeing, this transformation happen in Europe and to a lesser extent in our country right now.
Well, it'll happen.
In Europe, they've been inviting the Muslims in for quite some time, and I don't know what the final balance of power number might be, but it would seem that they've just about crossed over the point of no return, in Europe, and now they're on defense in their own homeland. Amazing.
What's amazing is that their intellectuals are very comfortable with this being on. The intellectuals, the leftist intellectuals in all over the world think you can compromise your way to victory, which is an odd concept. But I guess it's no odder than our decision to fight against an enemy which we call terrorism, which is a tactic. So we have some odd ideas on our side as well. One of the greatest mistakes we've ever made in Afghanistan and Iraq is to say we're there to fight a war against terror. We should be there to fight a war against political Islam.
And it seems to me that once we had nailed the bad boys that were the initial target, the idea that somehow we could transform that society by people who really don't even understand Americanism, let alone what they might be trying to do to an Islamic society, that was an idea that was born to fail. It did fail, and to the extent that we were right to go in and nail the aggressors, I'm okay with that, but we should have been out of there long ago. The idea that we can remake a Muslim Islamic society is, I think, a dream, and it's not grounded in reality.
Here's some reality. If we would actually read Islamic Jihad documents, we would discover that the Quran teaches that there's only one thing that the kafir is to be respected for. The kafir is a non-Muslim. I'm a kafir. You're a kafir. That's the real
Arabic. A kafir, I might add.
Me too. But there is only one thing to be respected from the kafir, and that is overwhelming force. Islamic war doctrine says the way you defeat Islam is simple. You attack with full force and fury, preferably a sneak attack. You destroy until you're tired of destroying, and then you turn around and you leave. You do not negotiate surrender. You do not negotiate anything except leave them a note that says, if we have to come back again, we're going to kick some serious butt. Overwhelming force. But what about all the bridges we blew up? What about all the pipelines? Hey, they've got a problem now, don't they?
I think that's right. That's their problem. They chose to pick the fight. They don't get to determine how we decide to respond. So far, it seems they've been successful in drawing us into a quagmire, and that's something that they're pretty good at.
It's a quagmire of our own making. When I hear what the generals, whether they're that they talk about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, I just slam my head on the desk, just going, "What a bunch of idiots!" They are there, and they do not have the slightest understanding who the enemy is. I never, in their strategic battle plans, General Stanley McChrystal wrote a battle plan against in Iraq, and that was heavily redacted for all tactical information, but I read it. Do you know the words that never occurred in this battle plan that was supposed to defeat the enemy in Iraq? The words jihadi, the words Islam, the word Muslim. Those concepts did not appear anywhere in the massive battle plan. We were all going to do it with lasers and high-tech guided missiles or something else like that. And we were going to be their buds, and they were going to learn to love us. Well, we need
what
to understand.
What a change in America's leadership and their thinking. Even a bunch of very liberal Democrats in World War II had no problem calling out Nazis as Nazis. And Nazism was the enemy. And following that, there was a period when we even briefly recognized communism as an enemy. But now we can't say that. To call out Islam as an enemy, well, all of it, why are you talking like that? That's radical.
Well, I'm a radical thinker. Now, let me get it clear here. People say we can't go to war against a religion. What I say is we go to war against political Islam. Political Islam includes us. Political Islam is the part of Islam that deals with the kafir. And here's a stunning fact. If you go through the Quran, the Sirah, and the Hadith, over 51% of the text is devoted to the kafir. Let me say that again. The majority of Islam is about how to treat the non-Muslim. That's you and me, Larry. And so we need to fight against those who
oppress us. It doesn't deal with how you approach God, what you need to do to be faithful to God. And the only faithfulness, I guess, is how many kafirs have you blown up?
Well, there's two kinds of Muslim, remember. There's a jihadi Muslim, in which that is the appropriate question. And then there's the, quote, peaceful Muslim who just practices the five pillars, doesn't practice jihad. He's an incomplete Muslim, but he is just a purely religious man. But he's the stealth coding for the jihadi. Look,
that's
people
an interesting
say, well,
way
the,
to put
they,
it.
Well, they say the peaceful Muslims are the majority.
Muslim. I like that.
Let's examine what it makes to be a majority. In the Second World War, we were at full combat on the Pacific and over the Atlantic. Only 10% of the people were in the military. Larry, that means 90% were not in the military. So does that mean we weren't at total war? No, we were at total war. So when people say, well, only 10 to 20% of the Muslims are into jihad, I go, that's about right.
But it's nice to have the folks back home in support, and we have a media that has been doing everything that it can, as well as academe, to undermine the support for the effort to defend America against Islam. And so that's something that we didn't have that very much of during World War II. Most of the country was tacitly or actively supporting what the soldiers were doing. That's no longer true. There's been quite a shift in worldview, and it's as if being at being an American is somehow something to be ashamed of anymore.
But to be proud of being a Muslim, well, that's to be lauded and
yeah.
praised. By the
yeah.
way, let's go back to what will happen. You know, the left sees themselves as a hammer, and they see Islam as the anvil. Between the two of them, they'll tear down this society, and then they'll build the perfect utopian society. You know, the left in Iran thought that, too. Most people don't know this, but the most important people to bring in the Khomeini back to power after overthrow of the Shah was not the Muslims, but the Tudor Communist Party in Iran. 5 days after Khomeini came to power, 5 days later, he issued death warrants for every single leader of the Tudor Party. They were like toilet paper. They'd been used, and now they were to be disposed of. The same will happen to our left.
Well, that's a pattern. When you work with people who are even more ruthless than you are, your time will come. And that's a mistake.
And by the way, Islam is the most ruthless.
Well, let's hold that. We'll come back to ruthless after these announcements. We're talking with Bill Warner, politicalislam.com. Great resource, folks. Please use it. We'll be right back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Bill Warner. He has a website, politicalislam.com. Lots of information there. I guess we could say much of which the media would rather you not have. Our academe would scorn when we bring it up. But interesting thing that however ruthless Islam is and however much our establishment, both Republican and Democrat, seem intent on denying, there are those living in the Muslim world who don't agree with our establishment. Bill, you've pointed out in your writings on politicalislam.com that the Egyptian parliament rebuked, this is just last year, the United Kingdom parliament because of their, let's be kind, fuzziness on political Islam. Imagine a Muslim country's parliament sticking it to the oldest parliament in the world.
Well, they did more than that. They've also said they've condemned the Muslim Brotherhood, and yet if we tried condemning, it was interesting to see if Trump will try to ban the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States, which it properly should be.
Yes.
Even in Egypt, they've banned the Muslim Brotherhood. But, you know, let's go back with the Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, who is far more dangerous than Islamic State and far more dangerous than Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda. All right? The most dangerous organization in the world is not them, the jihadi group, but the Muslim Brotherhood, which practices the jihad of money, the jihad of persuasion. And so they're far more dangerous.
Now, and then, jihad of immigration, I guess we could say, too, couldn't we?
Again, Larry?
The jihad of immigration as well.
Ah, yes. Well, you see, that's... Let's cover the jihad of immigration. It has a special name in Islam. And by the way, that's one of the things we should use, is use the right words when we talk about Islam. The migration of Muhammad was the hijra, H-A-J-R-A-H. Now, why is the hijra so important? Well, let's examine this. The Islamic calendar is measured when Muhammad migrated from Mecca to Medina. Well, why not the day of the first revelation of the Quran? Why not Muhammad's birthday? Because it was the migration from Mecca to Medina, the hijra, that made Islam powerful, made Islam successful. Hijra led to jihad. Jihad leads to the Sharia. That's the big strategic overview of Islamic foreign policy. So, we're going to have the same thing happen here. Once you have enough migration, and by the way, France now has about 10% Muslim population, so they get a routine dose of jihad. And by the way, in another couple of years, they won't even report these jihad events in the news. You say, oh, Bill, that's ridiculous. They already don't report a lot of the jihad attempts. There's only one source for all the jihad attempts being covered, and that's the religionofpeace.com. So we're going to have, what happens is finally a nation has so many jihad efforts that the media just simply stops reporting it. It's just like another drunk driver dying on Saturday night. So finally, the nation just accepts the privilege of jihad and just learns to live with it, which means they're soon to die.
Pretty sobering thought, and one that apparently they're not buying in Egypt. These are what I know of the Egyptian military is that they took over as a response to a Muslim Brotherhood government. You mentioned that they should be viewed as more dangerous than the Islamic State. Apparently, the Egyptian military agrees with that because after a year of their closing their totalitarian grip on Egypt, the military said, you're out of here, Mr. Morsi. And as far as I know, Mohamed Morsi is still in jail where I'm sure he belongs.
By the way, do you know why the military is so keen on getting rid of the Muslim Brotherhood? They had one of their own, Sadat, killed by the Muslim Brotherhood. They've seen it alive and well. Now, our greatest president that we've ever had, hold your lunch down, Barack Obama, when he went to Egypt to give his first foreign policy talk, the Egyptian government did not want the Muslim Brotherhood to attend. Obama insisted that they attend and sat where? On the front row.
That sounds like our guy.
That's our guy.
If there was something that could be done to facilitate the destabilization, particularly of the Middle East, it seemed as if Barack Obama was right in on that. He sided with the dictators that were even worse than the ones that were ruling. So Gaddafi was out. The other governments of the Middle East, they may not be choir boys. In fact, they are not. But Obama wanted more and more radical, disruptive Islamic rule. Amazing.
I think Barack Obama is the most successful president that I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm 76 years old. Now, by the way, I didn't say I liked anything he did. I just said he was the most successful president I've ever seen. He accomplished more of what he wanted to accomplish than any president I've ever seen.
When you put it that way, I can agree with that. And he was facilitated by Republicans' fecklessness as they just kind of said, oh, well, never mind, and kind of gave up any fight after the first skirmish. They were scattered.
All you have to do to Buffalo a Republican is say, I'm going to say dirty things about you. I'm going to call you a bigot, and I'll call you a racist, and they just shrivel up. They're a weak reed who will support nothing. I'm more condemning of the Republicans than I am the Democrats.
Now, the Egyptian military, how did they get it so straight when so many people in our country presumably have the same information that Egyptian military has had, or for that matter in Europe where, like you say, 10% of France is now Muslim, and those numbers are growing in many other places. Why don't people get it? Why don't our political leaders get it?
Anything you want to know about Islam, you can Google and find out. If you want to know about female genital mutilation and Sharia, just Google those words. Anything you want to know about Islam, just Google it. It is there for the asking. Now, here's what I've learned in doing this business. Larry, you can awaken a man who is asleep, but you will never awaken a man who is pretending to be asleep.
Mm-hmm. Well put. And that seems to be the great pretending that's going on, particularly in Europe. They're rather far along, it seems to me, in losing their countries. They've allowed immigration of a hostile population. It's now coming to bite them. Terrorism is becoming a daily problem, and they don't even report it that much. They've reached the point where, and we've already discussed this, but we would be the bad guys for pointing out Islam is not nice. Islam is a totalitarian system. Islam kills people. Islam has been at war with the West since Muhammad got it started when he moved, as you pointed out, from Mecca to Medina. It's been jihad 24/7 ever since.
This is all true. We have two enemies. The far enemy is Islam, political Islam. The near enemy are the apologists for Islam. We will never defeat Islam as long as the apologists are at work. The way to defeat Islam is to defeat the apologist. We have to shove the suffering of Christians into Christian ministers' faces. By the way, that's one of my, I can get off on a blood pressure raising rant to talk about how Christian leadership has, let me say this very clearly, Christian leadership is morally bankrupt on the subject of the persecuted church. Morally bankrupt.
We don't hear very much about it, and it's a pity, because if fellow Christians are not going to come to the defense of those being persecuted in Islamic lands, I don't know how we can rely on anybody else helping them out. And that's pretty distressing, that apparently the belief in Christianity is so weak that it's not worth defending on the part of so many people in nominally Christian countries.
Well, let's take this as an example. This is an actual story. I was talking with a woman who is a Chaldean Christian. She's from Syria. Her mother left Damascus, Syria on a 747. Her mother was the only Christian on the plane. Everyone else was a Muslim refugee. Now, what's wrong with those numbers, Larry?
That, I think, is the elephant in the room that we haven't been talking about nearly enough, and that is that we seem to be okay with bringing in Muslim, quote, refugees, which may not even be, who may not even be refugees, but the people who are being persecuted by Muslims, they're the ones that we leave behind. They're not getting the ticket out. And that strikes me as a, we talk about the genocide going on in the Middle East. How about those who facilitate it?
You know, I won't get off here too much more into this, but Christians are commanded to care for the persecuted church. Commanded, and yet what will they do? Now, this is Catholic Charities, which is here in Tennessee. In other places, it's the Lutherans, it's the Jews, it's the whoever's.
Well, Bill Warner, I'm afraid time has become a bigger enemy than Islam right now. Bill Warner is my guest. We've been talking about the threat of political Islam. Go to politicalislam.com and see what you need to find out. Thanks so much for being with us, Bill.
Oh, thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.